Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Fear not, therefore, you are more valuable than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. Many of our English translations will render confess me before men. To confess him is to acknowledge him. In that section of scripture, Jesus is teaching his disciples to be afraid of the persecutions that will be brought against them by men. He compares that to the power of God, which is so much greater. It is the Lord caring for us and putting a new perspective on living for him. Jesus knew that the world would oppose the values that we hold and would bring about troubles as we live by faith. If we let fear conquer our lives, we may find ourselves denying the Lord instead of confessing our faith in him. Serving the Lord Jesus may place us at risk of losing many things, our physical life, perhaps even. But the truth is that the Lord has great blessings for those who remain faithful.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I looked upon my life and realized at last, within myself there's nothing I can do. Yet here I stand to offer all I am and give myself completely, Lord, to you.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I cannot be content until I reach that place. How little I have given up to you. Lord, break down my will, make my desires your own. I long to give my everything to you.
Take my life, a living sacrifice,
knowing it's the least that I can do.
Make my life a living sacrifice,
holy and acceptable to you.
Take my life a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
Take my
throughout the years of my own personal ministry, I've heard many confess their faith in Jesus. This confession is in response to the question if they believe that Jesus is the Son of God. This confession is made prior to their baptism into Christ. The joy of such occasions is very rewarding. We usually share the passage that tells us that the angels of heaven rejoice over a sinner's return to God. On those times of one making their commitment to Jesus as their Lord and Savior, it is important to hear their own testimony of faith in Jesus. It is not the only time we should confess faith in Jesus, however. It should be the beginning of a lifetime of sharing our faith with others. There's nothing that compares to a personal testimony of faith. God will indeed use us to share the good news through our confession of faith. We will never know just who may be listening to our acknowledgement of Jesus Christ. All of the apostles confessed their faith in Jesus when he asked them about what they said concerning him. Peter voiced the collective truth that they all had in him. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus told them that God had delivered that to them. He does the same thing to this very day. It is not a miraculous sign that we should expect. It is rather through the witness of the Word of God that convicts our hearts. God has revealed his divine will through the person of Jesus and through the Holy Spirit that has provided the written word for us to know him. Confession is made with our mouths, but it is our hearts that are moved to accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior. The Apostle Paul wrote, "For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved." Faith is established in our hearts. By accepting the truth of the Lord's identity, we turn our hearts' passions and desires to him. In that same passage, the Apostle speaks of how we come to believe in him. He writes, "How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how will they believe in him on whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news." So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. James wrote these words in our Bibles. He says, "Come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, 'If the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that.' As it is, you're boasting in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil." His message is to encourage us to put things under God's will. To claim life or any activity without acknowledging God's will is man's prideful boast. It is not a command that we should always say, "If it is the Lord's will," but rather this is our attitude and our plan to place ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Through our submission to him, we will rise up to meet his expectation of us. If we are willing to acknowledge Jesus in all that we do in life, we are making him known and we are confessing him as our Lord and Savior. Let us be diligent to consider the will of God in all that we make plans to do, to accomplish. By doing so, we will make our confession of faith again and again. What better way can we honor him as our Lord?
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end
wind of the storm is a golden sky, and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.